الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى. أما بعد، أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. فاذكروني أذكركم واشكروا لي ولا تكفرون. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون، وسلام على المرسلين، والحمد لله رب العالمين. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم. We begin this majlis with the beautiful name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We send salutations on our Master, Hazrat Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And we beseech Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to put barakah in this gathering, inshallah ta'ala, make this a source of redemption for each and every one of us. Make sure that we are attentive towards our hearts and our hearts are attentive towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. أستغفر الله ربي من كل ذنب وأتوب إليه. أستغفر الله. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم. اللهم صل على اللهم صل بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، الرحمن الرحيم، مالك يوم الدين، إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين، اهدنا الصراط المستقيم، صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. آمين. الحمد لله رب العالمين، الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم. اللهم صل. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ألم نشرح لك صدرك ووضعنا عنك وزرك الذي أنقض ظهرك ورفعنا لك ذكرك، فإن مع العسر يسرا، إن مع العسر يسرا، فإذا فرغت فانصب وإلى ربك فارغب. ألم نشرح لك صدرك. ألم نشرح لك صدرك. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. قل هو الله أحد، الله الصمد، لم يلد ولم يولد، ولم يكن له كفوا أحد. قل هو الله أحد. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، الرحمن الرحيم، مالك يوم الدين، إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين، اهدنا الصراط المستقيم، صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. اللهم يا قاضي الحاجات، يا قاضي الحاجات، يا قاضي، يا قاضي. اللهم يا كافي المهمات، يا كافي المهمات، يا كافي. المهم يا كافي، اللهم يا دافع البليات، يا دافع البليات، يا دافع. اللهم يا شافي الأمراض، يا شافي الأمراض، اللهم يا رافع الدرجات، يا رافع الدرجات، اللهم يا مجيب الدعوات، يا مجيب الدعوات، اللهم يا مسبب الأسباب، يا مسبب الأسباب، اللهم يا أرحم الراحمين، يا أرحم الراحمين، يا أرحم الراحمين، برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين. آمين. Ya Allah Kareem, whatever was right, Allah, we send. We ask you that you send the reward of this as a gift from us to all the Anbiya Kiram and Mursaleen, Salatu Wasalam, especially Hazrat Muhammad Mustafa, Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Allah, through His Wasila, send the reward of this as a gift from us to all the Sahaba Kiram, Rizwanullahi Ajma'een, all the Siddiqeen, Shuhada, Saliheen, Ulama, Mashaykh, Ahl Sunnah, Wal Jama'ah, أرواح فالد مؤمنين مؤمنات مسلمين مسلمات especially the أمة of رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم آمين يا رب العالمين. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم حسبنا الله ونعم الوكيل حسبنا الله اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم يا خفي اللطف أدركني بلطفك الخفي اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم يا باقي أنت الباقي يا باقي أنت يا باقي أنت اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. لا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله. لا حول ولا قوة. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. لا إله إلا أنت سبحانك إني كنت من الظالمين. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا حي يا قيوم برحمتك أستغيث. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. والله ذو فضل على المؤمنين. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إنا لله وإنا إليه راجعون. إنا لله. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الله ولي الذين آمنوا. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، والله ولي المؤمنين. والله ولي. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الله نور السماوات والأرض. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم. لا إله إلا الله، لا إله إلا الله، لا إله إلا الله. لا إله إلا الله، محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. الحمد لله وكفى، وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى. أما بعد، أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. والذين جاهدوا فينا لنهدينهم سبلنا سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون، وسلام على المرسلين، والحمد لله رب العالمين. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم. Alhamdulillah, we are gathered here for multiple reasons. One is to do the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the other is that, alhamdulillah, the students of Zainab Center who have done their exams and they are ready to move on in their academic journey, alhamdulillah, they have gathered here as well. Now we know that this deen of Islam puts a lot of emphasis on gaining ilm. Ilm al-ilm al-nur, that this ilm is considered a light that enlightens our intellect, that enlightens our soul, that enlightens our heart. Hazrat Mufti Shafi'i rahmatullah ta'ala alayh, he used to define ilm as a nur, as a light, that when it enters our wujud, our existence, it makes us mutaharrik. It makes us act upon it. It makes us do something about it. Meaning it's a transformative action. And so, alhamdulillah, we thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that He has allowed us to become students of knowledge, because He sallallahu alayhi wasallam mentioned that talabul ilma faridatun ala kulli muslimin wal muslimat, that gaining of this knowledge of this deen is essential upon every Muslim, whether they be a male or a female. Meaning there is no differentiation, distinction. It is for every mu'min that they have to engage in gaining this ilm. So much so that our deen mentions that if a parent can only afford to pay for the ilm of one of their children, meaning he has a son and a daughter, he should emphasize and prioritize gaining of the ilm of the daughter. And the reason for that is That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has put this burden on the shoulders of our sisters to train the next generation of the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Let me repeat that. That such a burden, that our sisters have such a rank in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that this bojh, this burden of ta'leem and tarbiyah, of the next generation, of making or breaking the next generations of Muslims, is on the shoulders of our sisters. And so this is extra essential that they gain ilm. But understanding that gaining ilm is one aspect of this deen, we have to make sure that we are doing amal on it. Otherwise, it just floats around in our minds and it lacks, or it does not become the transformative action that it's supposed to be. And gaining the doing amal on the ilm is also just one aspect of it. We have to make sure that we are doing every single amal that we do for the sake of Allah, meaning we have to empty our hearts and our souls from everyone and everything but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is what we call ikhlas. This is what true sincerity is, that you empty yourself completely from anyone and everyone, so that every amal that comes out of your wujud, your existence, is an amal that is done for your mahbub, for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Every action, whether you're going to school, whether you're playing a sport, whether you are engaged in careers, whether you are a husband to a wife or a wife to a husband, whether you are a father or a mother, doesn't matter what the action is, we have to connect it back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for it to become an act of ibadah. So nevertheless, alhamdulillah, the journey has started. Each and every one of you, alhamdulillah, are at various points of it. Some of you might be taking foundations and might be looking ahead. Now, this is where shaitan comes in and he tries to trick our minds. Oh my God, this seems like an impossible task. So many more years to go. But I'll tell you, the nature of time is that it just passes before you know it. Ask somebody like me, who is towards the end of the journey of their life, that where did the time go? Where did all the age go? It just passes by. So alhamdulillah, you are on the path. Inshallah ta'ala, the direction is correct. Inshallah, you will reach your destination one day or the next. So do not falter. Do not let shaitan deceive any of you. Alhamdulillah, you are on foundation. Inshallah, very soon, Amma, and then Khasa, then Aliya, and then Alimiya. And alhamdulillah, we have many, many sisters who have finished Alimiya. They have done the Dawri Hadith. But that wasn't even the end of their journey. They went ahead and they specialized in Ulumul Hadith. They did, they did their specialization in the Ulum of Hadith. Some did specialization in the Ulum of Quran. Others, they specialized in Ifta, how to give legalistic opinions according to our specific methodology from Quran and Sunnah. So alhamdulillah, it never stops. This learning process never stops. So alhamdulillah, once we understand this, there is another aspect that you have to emphasize and you have to take care of. It is that it's not just that we are feeding our intellect, that we are, we learn this proper way of understanding the deen. We learn the aqaid, we learn the Quran, we learn the hadith, we learn the fiqh, so on and so forth. What we also need to do, and it is very essential, is that we need to cultivate our hearts as well. Because this ni'mah that Allah Ta'ala has given us, this vessel of love, of muhabbat, of emotion, of connection, the heart, that has to be cultivated, that has to be taken care of as well. And some would argue that this is really the reason that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent down all of these Anbiya Kiram alayhi salatu wasalam, was so they can fix the hearts of the people. It's one of the reasons. And so you, each and every one of you as students of knowledge, understand that it's not just covering specific books that's essential. It is also engaging in the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is also seeking out suhbah of the salihin, of the awliya of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is also being, you know, focused within. You have to look at how we are transforming inside our ikhlaq, the way that we behave, the way that we feel, our inner selves. We have to keep a keen eye on our inner self, on our heart, on our nafs as well. Because how we act, eventually all of our habits and behaviors, they are determined by the state of our heart. And this is not just some random philosophical point. This is according to the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Because he was Tabib-e-Azam, the greatest doctor. He was the Mu'allim. He came as a teacher and a doctor to cure sick insaniya. And so he very rightly identified the issue that insaniyat faces. I mean, even if you look at contemporary times, there is so much dhulm happening. I mean, look at our brothers and our sisters in Gaza, in Palestine, other parts of Palestine. Look at the barbaric cruelty that they're facing. The dehumanization that they have faced. Pure and simple murder. What happens to a human being that they act like this? And so Rasulullah Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentions. First of all, the Quran mentions that all the fitna, the facade that you see, whether it is on the seas or on the land, it is by insan themselves. I mean, you know, it's not what is happening in Palestine. You don't find the wild animals doing. I mean, these are human beings who are acting like wild animals, right? So it's done by insan. Allah Ta'ala says it's you. There's something happening to you as an insan that you have lost that humanity, that insaniya, and you need to fix it. And so then Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam comes and he expounds on this and he tells us that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has put this morsel, this piece of flesh in every human being. And if that piece of flesh is sound, then every action that comes out of that wujud is going to be sound. And if that piece of flesh is corrupted, then every action that will come out of that existence, meaning that human being, is going to be corrupted. And he says, no, that you must know that this is the heart. This is the heart of a person. So when the heart is corrupted, when it is darkened, right? How does it become darkened? Again, we go back to Rasulullah. What is it? What darkens the soul to such an extent that we lose humanity, that we act worse than wild animals, right? Ulama write that the different kinds of animals, right? So first you come across the herbivores. Herbivores, they just eat vegetation. They don't cause any harm to others. Even if a sheep or a cow is starving, it's not going to go ahead and start eating a human being. It's going to die, but it does not hurt others. Then you have the carnivores, where they don't hurt others without a reason, meaning, you know, if they're hungry, they will hunt. But if they're not hungry, you can have flocks and herds of like wildebeest and running around, and they're just not going to harm them, right? So even then, they are doing it for a reason. And then you have certain animals that just cause harm for no reason whatsoever, right? A snake is always going to bite. You know, come across a scorpion, it's always going to, it's just going to, it's in their nature. It's in their fitrah to do it. Right? There's something in them that they will do it. And so some insan become like that. They become even worse than these snakes and scorpions. And so Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, you know, we asked Art Tabibi Azam, Ya Rasulullah, what is the reason for that? And he mentions this very clearly. And these are Sahih Hadith mentioned very clearly in the Nusus that, you know, when a person they engage in certain actions that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he calls them as sin, as ma'siyah, as itham and zam. There's always going, you know, as they say, every action has, you know, some kind of, you know, the reaction to it. You know, when we act in a way, when we act on a sin, there's going to be a reaction on our soul. Nabi says to mention that a dark spot, it appears on the heart of a person. Now, you can open up your chest, but you won't see that dark spot because it is metaphysical. It is happening to your spirituality. That dark spot, if you don't take care of it, it's like it becomes like a cancer. It starts to grow. You sin again, you sin again, you sin again. The dark spot, it grows, it grows, it grows till a time comes that it engulfs the qalb, it engulfs the heart completely. Completely, the whole heart becomes darkened, hardened, rusted, engulfed in this darkness, engulfed in it. This heart does not feel anymore, desensitized. Now we can understand why are those barbaric people acting like that to children, to babies, to women. Dark hearts, hard hearts, rusted hearts. They commit these vile, vile, depraved actions and they celebrate it. They celebrate this death of children being blown to bits. You know, a mind cannot comprehend such a thing. But now you understand, and Nabi Sassam tells us, this is why it's important to cultivate the heart, to work on the heart. And this is what ibadah does, this is what zikr does, this is what suhbah does. It starts to heal these darkened hearts. Nabi Sassam again mentioned that dhikrullahi shifa'ul qulub, if you're suffering from the darkness of the qalb, do zikr of Allah subhanahu. Why do you think we get together or try to get together every week? Sit down and do the zikr zikr lisani and do zikr khafi and all of that. You know, we're not just doing zikr for the sake of zikr, we're doing it intentionally, that there's purpose behind it. Because our Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam mentioned this. Of course it's an order from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Udhkurullah dhikran kathira. Right? I mean, just that is enough. That Allah Ta'ala has ordered us to do it. Of course, but then, you know, the mind wanders like, you know, does it benefit me in some way that I don't understand? The Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is telling you it's going to cure, bring shifa to this broken soul that we have broken. قُلْ يَا عِبَادِيَ الَّذِينَ أَسْرَفُوا عَلَىٰ أَنفُسِهِمْ. People who transgress against their own nufus, their own souls. How do we transgress? Through these actions, through this ism and zamb and sins that we do. This is, you know, honestly, sometimes we have to really think about this. Any of our vile actions, any sins that we do, do we think that it's going to affect our Rabb in any ways? That it affects Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Malikul Mulk Zul Jalali wal Ikram? Of course not. It's laughable to even think that. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is beyond any of this. He's beyond our this transcendent Rabb. He's beyond our amal. We who are a speck on a speck on a speck on a speck. Right? And you can keep on going. We are nobodies in the bigger scheme of creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Just look at the physical creation. Forget all the creation of alam amr. Just the physical creation of this universe and the universe that is observable, meaning there's a universe that we can't even observe because the light hasn't reached us. This universe created billions of years, so massive, so vast. Allahu Akbar Kabira. You know, with the filaments of connections and clusters of galaxies and in their billions, and each galaxy having billions of stars. And out of that, there's just one star called Sol that we call the sun. that as a few planets, just rotate, rotating around it, and out of those, not even, our planet is not even the biggest one. And on that small speck of a planet that we call Earth, 70, 80% of the mass is water. We can't even start. Whatever is left on it, what we call the land mass, there's a small country, it's not the biggest country. We live in a small state, it's not the biggest state within that country. And we live in a small county, in a small city, in a small house. We are nobodies. Do we think that if we rebel against Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it's going to affect Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, our Rabb, in any way? It's the most ridiculous notion. It's the most ridiculous notion. We destroy ourselves. If you stop eating, right, your parents might say, well, please eat. It's like, no, I'm going to punish you. It's like, well, you're punishing yourself. If you don't do this, you're going to become sick. So this is, when we sin, it is sins against our own selves. This is baghawat against our own selves. This is what it is. It really, and this it affects us and makes us worse than animals. And so this is why it is said that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not look at your faces, nor does he look at your wealth. Subhanallah, when I look at this narration, right, it's amazing. Because if you look at contemporary times, that's exactly what people are engaged in. It's either on their phones taking pictures, putting up on Instagrams and TikToks and Snapchats, and it's the faces, right? The people, we have become such narcissistic existences, right? We want that face out there. And Allah says, I don't care about this face. Nor your wealth, nor all your possessions. You think, we, because the feeling is that we have made it. Right? When a person gets, a few dollars, like, I made it, they get this sense of success. Allah says, I don't care about these things. Allah Ta'ala looks at your hearts and He looks at your amal. Very clear. Because there is a connection between the heart and the amal, as we just established. He's going to look at your hearts and the amal that are coming out of you. Bad heart, bad amal. Good heart, good amal. Lazim malzum. So Allah Ta'ala is telling us that. So that is why, dear student, it's very important not to be short-sighted, to really understand the necessity, the need of working on the heart. Okay? As Talib al-Ilm, especially, as part of Zainab Center, which is a purpose, centric. There's a specific goal behind it. I mean, if you go to our website, what are the first things that you look right on the website, right? It's Ilm, Amal, right? And then Ikhlas, Ihsan. So it is the zahir plus the batin. It is the zahir and the batin. Okay, so inshallah ta'ala, having an eye on that as well, on our own tarbiyah. Because remember, and listen to this with your heart, that to make effort for your own islah is fard upon us. It's absolutely fard upon us. Now, what steps we take, it could be different. But making an effort, trying to better ourselves, make ourselves better. Again, what does that mean? Working on our hearts, working on our amal, two things that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala looks at. This is the currency that in which Allah Ta'ala trades. Right? This is the currency that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala trades. Again, Quran Azimu Shan. يوم لا ينفع مال ولا بنون إلا من أتى الله بقلب سليم. The Quran is telling us so succinctly, so clearly, that on that day, right, that day, that day that we know is coming, right, In dunya, we become afraid of exam days and test days. These are nothing. That specific day, it's either you pass forever or you fail forever. Allah Ta'ala says, la yanfa'u malun wa la banun, that your mal, your possessions, your wealth, and your banun, your children, your relationships, people that you know, they're not going to benefit you in the slightest. Keep your degrees in dunya. Keep your wealth in this dunya. Even in dunya, how much can wealth really help you? It's beneficial, and Quran calls it that, it doesn't solve every problem, does it? Right? You can buy books, but you can't buy knowledge. I can buy all the books. Sometimes you find, as somebody who teaches, and you find this, that's mashallah, on the first day of classes, you'll have certain students, they'll come with all these like folders and like books and mashallah, a new bag, and subhanAllah, says, so you can buy these books, but if you're not putting in the requisite, effort that is required, by the end of the semester, you find out that knowledge could not have been bought, meaning they don't learn anything. You can buy medicine, but you cannot buy health. Remember, the person who kind of took this company Apple from the brink of bankruptcy and made it like a trillion-dollar company, Steve Jobs, right, who made iPhones and whatnot. And very interesting figure too, and this person who's on the top of his game, all of a sudden, this call came, and he was, it was diagnosed he was suffering from pancreatic cancer. I mean, pancreatic cancer is one of those that barely, it's very difficult to survive. And within days and weeks and months, that was it. This person who was considered a thought leader, right? And he spent like millions, or he could have spent billions. Right? But you can buy medicine, you can buy the best medicine, you can go to the best doctors, but health is in the hands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What happened? Nothing. Same thing happened to him that will happen to every single one, including ourselves. Right? Kullu nafsin za'iqatul maut. He tasted death like he was supposed to, like we're supposed to. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala just negates this weird understanding that we have developed. Don't rely on this wealth. Don't rely on your possessions. Don't rely on your connections and relationships. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is telling us clearly, focus on qalbi salim, illa man atallaha biqalbin salim. Only that person who brings in the currency of a sound and untainted heart, a heart free from dunya, a heart that has zuhd in it, a heart that has haya in it, a heart that has wafa in it, a heart that is filled with love, muhabba of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, with connection of the Quran, that has ishq of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that is qalbi salim. A heart that has compassion, mercy, rahmat, karam in it. Ra'uf, Ra'ufur Rahim. It feels empathy for others. It feels other people's pain. A heart that is not self-centered. A heart that is generous, sakhi, that loves to give and give. Not that existence that just wants to take from everybody, right? So that is what we call qalbi salim. A sound and untainted heart. So, we have to work because that's what Allah Ta'ala is looking for. So if we want to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we have to make sure that we're working towards that goal. That we're working towards that goal. Kitna ajeeb hona, like what an ajeeb hal, that we work so hard in this dunya, like people do, just fixing their dunya, But when they go to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they're empty-handed. There's nothing to present in front of Him. There's nothing there. You know, it's like you work in some country and they have, you know, some other like currency, lira or etc. etc. You come back to, you know, you make millions there, you come back here, and then you go and try to use that lira in your local shop. It's like, what are you talking about? What is this currency? What is this piece of paper? To them, it's junk. It's garbage. It's like, no, no, no. This is worth so much in Falan country. What is the answer? Answer is going to be, yes. Now go back to your country. You know, you want to use this lira, this rupees, or etc., etc. Go back and use it over there. Here, if you want to buy something, bring a dollar. A single dollar will get you so much more than a gazillion of some other currency because it's just not used here. So on the Day of Judgment, Allah Ta'ala will say, give me your heart. Show me your heart. وَحُسِّلَ مَا فِي الصُّدُورِ. It's a very small ayah, but it's very, you know, it's frightening. It scares you. Allah Ta'ala says that your heart will be opened up, and everything will be laid bare in front of others. وَحُسِّلَ مَا فِي الصُّدُورِ. In a tray. Imagine, you know, all of our feelings, all of our thoughts, our innermost secrets in this tray. And we are walking around. Imagine our own parents seeing it, our wives, our children seeing it, our brothers and sisters seeing it, our community members seeing it. Imagine our teachers seeing it. Imagine all the Sahaba Karam and our beloved Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam seeing this. What would he say? What would he say? Right? If we were to present itself, whatever's in our heart today, nobody would even want to sit next to us, let alone talk to us. But that is exactly what's going to happen on the Day of Judgment. So, dear students, it's important. This is why it's important to really have a holistic view of the deen and why it is important and essential to not only gain ilm of the zahir, ulume zahiriya, of the fiqh and aqidah and you know, understanding the tafsir of the Quran and understanding the whole, you know, it gives you the mizaj of sharia. Equally important is to work on our ruh, on our qalb, on our inner self, because that is what is going to be presented in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on the Day of Judgment. Okay? So inshallah ta'ala, as you move forth in this journey, make sure that you are paying due attention to this. Okay? Because to me, as somebody, you know, who's associated with Zainab Center, one of the most tragic things is that, you know, it's alhamdulillah, we have had this idara and organization for, you know, at least 21 years now, right? If not more. It's always sad when you see people who focus on the Zahiri Ulum and they finish, you know, and they have this label of being an alim and an alima. But when you see there's no beauty, there's no ihsan, there is no beauty in the ikhlaq, in the mannerism. And they're engaged in really pretty much the same things. I cannot tell you how many times do I get messages of people, you know, who are maulanas and this and that, and you know, sometimes their wives will message that, you know, my husband is engaged in like cheating and it's so ajeeb. And vice versa. You hear, you know, you get these stories from people from you know, and you're like, what went wrong? This is what went wrong. That, you know, just kind of going over the Zahiri books again, which is essential, but not focusing on our own tarbiyah, cultivating of the heart, getting the khashiyat of Allah in the heart, getting the muhabbat of Allah in the heart. Right? The Quran tells us that, you know, it's khashiyat is this the sign of ulama. Right? The people of khushu and khashiyah. And if you don't have that, really, I mean, Can anybody even call themselves an alim, alima, or even a talib ilm if they're not growing in their own khashiyat, this fear of Allah, their own taqwa, their own muhabbah? If they're not growing in that, then this education becomes a burden. Whereas the Quran talks, you know, it's like they're the himar, they're like donkeys. Donkeys, you know, if you put books on the backs of the donkeys, it doesn't make the donkey a scholar. He's just carrying the books. And we become like that. We just carry all these books with these labels. And we don't want to do that. Okay? So inshallah ta'ala, you know, with that, inshallah ta'ala, you know, I'll just leave you with this. And, you know, we will make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that Allah ta'ala makes it easy. You know, it's only the madad, the rahmah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Again, Allah ta'ala says very clearly in the Quran that وَلَوْلَا فَضْلُ اللَّهِ عَلَيْكُمْ وَرَحْمَةً مَا زَكَى مِنْكُمْ مِنْ أَحَدٍ أَبَدًا. That if Allah Ta'ala's fazl and rahmah, right? So this is two things. And this the way that Allah Ta'ala describes this, this is in other places as well. وَلَوْلَا فَضْلُ اللَّهِ عَلَيْكُمْ وَرَحْمَةً فَضْل and rahmah, fazl and rahmah, right? So Allah Ta'ala says that Allah Ta'ala's fazl and rahmah, if it was not upon you, مَا زَكَى مِنْكُمْ مِنْ أَحَدٍ أَبَدًا, then none of you could be purified, not a single one of them. وَلَكِنَّ اللَّهَ يُزَكِّي مَنْ يَشَاءُ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala purifies whom? Whomever Allah ta'ala wants. مَنْ يَشَاءُ. This is in the hands of Allah. So then the question becomes, you know, we are doing all of this. This is to attract Allah ta'ala's mercy, right? The example that I usually give, that, you know, if I find my students in the classes that I teach, if I find that they have at least tried, right? At least tried, you know, I try to pass them, right? It's like, okay, you know what? You tried your best. You know, you didn't get, you know, you're not up to the mark, but, you know, at least, you know, I'll still pass them. But when a person does not try at all, that's like, you know, you didn't try anything. There's no way you can be passed. So that's a failure. So all of our himmat that we put in, the zikr, the suhbah, it is to attract Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's mercy, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala purifies whomever Allah ta'ala wants. Okay? So inshallah ta'ala, make dua, you know, with the wasil of Allah ta'ala's fadl and rahmah. وَلَوْلَا فَضْلُ اللَّهِ عَلَيْكُمْ وَرَحْمَةً. Fazl and rahmah, fazl and rahmah, fazl and rahmah. Oh Allah, through your fadl and through your rahmah alone, through your fadl, through your rahmah, never, you know, we're not like those saliheen and great people who used to present their actions. I mean, there's precedence there, like Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam mentions that in the hadith, where those three people from Bani Israel, they got stuck in that cave, they presented their good actions. I mean, they were, mashallah, they were good people, they were able to do that. We can't do that. There's nothing to present. So what do we do, Ya Allah? We just have the sahara of your fadl and your rahmah, the du'as of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the tears of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam through their wasila. Allah, we just ask and beseech and, you know, beg you, Ya Allah Kareem, Ya Allah, to forgive us. Okay? So never find the audacity, oh Allah, I did this for you, now I want this. You know, we should never even think like that. Okay, so it's, Ya Allah Kareem, I am not worth anything, Ya Allah. I know none of my effort is worth anything, Ya Allah Kareem. It's only your fadl, your rahmah. Your fadl, your rahmah, Ya Allah Kareem, that you allowed me even to engage in this, despite my shortcomings, despite my lack of ikhlas. Alright? So inshallah ta'ala, we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes the next steps easy, the next years easy, inshallah ta'ala, help us get to the Dawr-e Hadith, and inshallah ta'ala help us engage in that, in the Dawr as well, and give us an understanding, an ilm that is nafi' for us, that is beneficial for us, inshallah, that becomes a source of benefit for us and others around us as well. Ameen ya Rabbul Alameen. وآخر دعوانا أن الحمد لله رب العالمين. إن شاء الله تعالى, before dua, we will make kalimat of tawbah. People have requested that they want to make tawbah, bayt tawbah. So we will do that inshallah ta'ala, and I'll ask all the students to inshallah ta'ala renew their bayah as well. The intention behind this is that this is a sunnah amal of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and we're doing this for what? For Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's pleasure, Allah ta'ala's rizā, in our ittaba of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And we are doing this, so, you know, for our own islah. We're doing it for our own islah, inshallah ta'ala. Understanding that our own sins, zahiri and batini, they become a source of our own misfortune. So at this time, make true tawbah of all the sins that we have done outward and inward, inshallah ta'ala. And make intention that we live a life that is imani, islami, and qur'ani. The second intention is that a lot of times, you know, we become two-faced people, a lot of nifaq in our hearts, hypocrisy. We pretend to be something that we are not. So we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that Allah ta'ala helps us renew our faith, renew our do tajdeed iman, and help us udkhulu fi silmi kaffa, enter into this deen completely and utterly, inshallah ta'ala. Last but not least, inshallah, we make intention that through these kalimat, through this bayah, our ruhani, islahi, and qalbi ta'alluk, through the hearts of all the mashaykh in the silsala, is getting attached to the heart of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So we are becoming part of this caravan, right, that is being led by Rasulullah, that Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu, and Hazrat Salman Farsi radiallahu ta'ala anhu, great mashaykh of the ummah, and now it's us. We are not worthy, but we are still attaching ourselves to the saluk, inshallah ta'ala. With these intentions, inshallah, please recite this after me. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. La ilaha illallahu Muhammadur Rasulullah. Amantu billahi wa malaikatihi wa kutubihi wa rusulihi واليوم الآخر والقدر خيره وشره من الله تعالى والبعث بعد الموت آمنت بالله كما هو بأسمائه وصفاته وقبلت جميع أحكامه إقرار باللسان وتصديق بالقلب أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله أستغفر الله ربي من كل ذنب واتوب اليه استغفر الله ربي من كل ذنب واتوب اليه برحمتك يا ارحم الراحمين امين يا رب العالمين ان شاء الله تعالى. With these kalimat we have done tawba and we have then bear inshallah ta'ala in the suluk. Try to bring some ma'amulat, some actions in your life that you will find great benefit. First of all, try to read istighfar 100 times in morning and night. Astaghfirullah Rabbi min kulli dhanbin wa tubu ilayh. Second is to send salawat on our beloved sallallahu alayhi wa sallam 100 times in the morning and at night. Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina Muhammad wa ala ali Sayyidina Muhammad wa barik wa sallam. Third is the recitation of Qur'an. Qur'an is the kalam of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So reciting as much as you can with muhabbah. Now I'm not saying to read one para or two paras or three paras. Whatever you can read with attention, with conviction, with muhabbah. Whether it is one ruku, two ruku, half a para, quarter para, whatever you can, with the presence recited, inshallah ta'ala, understanding that this is your conversation and communication with your Rabb. Fourth thing is what we call waquf qalbi. It is this attention towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So while you are busy in your life, walking, sitting, you know, with your family, with your careers, in your business, in your schools, in your colleges, universities, make sure that your attention is towards your heart and your heart's attention is towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and you resist all these random thoughts from entering your qalb. You stand guard in your most valuable possession, which is your qalb. Okay, do not let the garbage of the dunya and the makhluk to enter your qalb. This is called waqufi qalbi, dast bakar dil bayar. Okay, and the fifth thing is your actual sabak of the suluk, which you start off, you know, every day, 15-20 minutes in the morning, 15-20 minutes at night. Make a regime and regimen for yourself that you sit down, close your eyes, bow your heads in humility and humbleness, let go of all the thoughts of the dunya and everyone in the dunya, step back from that, bring your focus down to your ruhani qalb, to your spiritual heart, two fingers below your left chest, and you make this niyyah and intention that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's anwarat, tajalliyat, fuyuzat are descending upon us, entering our qalb, getting rid of all the filth and darkness of the sins that exist, and feel that your qalb is calling out to Allah. Feel that your heart is saying, Allah, 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 and that you're listening to it. Okay, so you, this is what we call the zikr of the heart. So you don't move your tongue. You feel with your intuition that your qalb is saying, Allah, 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 and that you're listening to it, inshallah. It's a very powerful dhikr. People who have munasabat with it, that they feel this very transformative change within them very quickly, if they do it correctly and if they're able to engross themselves in the zikr. Last but not least is what we call suhba or rabita, which is to stay in touch with your sheikh, is to, you know, let them know of your halat, kayfiyat. Obviously, you know, when you go to your doctor and you get a prescription, you act upon it, you take the medicine, and then you do a follow-up. You know, doctor, I took this medicine, this is the effect that I saw. So now, inshallah, when you'll do your dhikr and muraqabah, whatever changes and feelings that you feel, inshallah, ta'ala, to stay in touch with the sheikh and discuss it with them. So you can, you know, just like in your zahiri ulum, you traverse it and you move forward. There's a whole curriculum of your batini ulum, of the spiritual journey as well. The first sabak has been given, but inshallah ta'ala, my hope and dua is that you're able to achieve as much as is in your qadr, inshallah ta'ala. So these six things, inshallah ta'ala, try to be consistent on them, inshallah ta'ala, and, you know, make dua, abundant dua, that Allah ta'ala makes it easy, inshallah ta'ala. So before dua, for a few minutes, inshallah ta'ala, we'll close our eyes and bow our heads in humility and humbleness. And inshallah, we'll do some muraqabah, some zikr. Just let go of all the thoughts of the dunya, everything in this dunya. Focus on your qulub and feel that your qalb is saying, Allah, Allah, Allah. لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. ميت إن شاء الله تعالى. سبحان ربي على الوهاب، اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم. ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين. رب اغفر وارحم وأنت خير الراحمين. اللهم يا مقلب القلوب ثبت قلوبنا على دينك. اللهم يا مصرف القلوب صرف قلوبنا على طاعتك. Ya Allah Kareem, you are kind and merciful Allah. Allah Kareem, you're so beautiful, Ya Allah Kareem. You're so merciful, so compassionate, Ya Allah Kareem. Allah, you are our Rabb, you are sustainer, our nourisher, Ya Allah Kareem. You're a Khalik, our Malik, you're a creator, our master, Ya Allah Kareem. Allah, you are everything to us, Allah. We are nothing without you, Ya Allah Kareem. Allah, you gave us life, Ya Allah Kareem. You made us Muslims, Allah. You opened up our hearts to you, Ya Allah Kareem. Allah, Allah, how much shukr can we give, Ya Allah, just for this ni'mah. Allah, you allowed us, Ya Allah, to be amongst the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the most beautiful person, Ya Allah Kareem, the most beautiful human being, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, Ya Allah Kareem, we ask that you allow us to do his qadr, Ya Allah Kareem. Allah, we allow us to do qadr of Islam, of our deen, Ya Allah Kareem, of this iman that you have given us, Ya Allah Kareem. Oh Allah, Allah, we look at our lives, Ya Allah. Allah, we find that we have wasted so much of our lives, so much of our time. Ya Allah, we wasted away, Ya Allah Kareem, in frivolous things, as useless things, Ya Allah, in life of sin, Ya Allah. Allah, Ya Allah Kareem, we are remorseful, we regret that time, Ya Allah. Allah, we ask that you forgive us, Allah. Allah, you love to forgive, Ya Allah Kareem. You love to forgive, Ya Allah. Allah, you're Ghafoor, you're Rahim, you're Ghaffar, Ya Allah Kareem. Oh Allah, you love to forgive, Allah. Allah, please forgive each and every one of us. Every sin that we did knowingly, unknowingly. Every major sin, minor sin, outward sin, inner sin. Sin, Ya Allah, that we did in hiding, Ya Allah, away from the prying eyes of the world, or sins that we did openly, Ya Allah, in front of others, Ya Allah Kareem. Allah, every sin is a crime against you, Allah. Today we accept and acknowledge the sins that we have done. Allah, we reach out to you, Ya Allah, with hope. Ya Allah, with this hope of forgiveness, Ya Allah, forgiveness and change, Ya Allah Kareem. Oh Allah, please change our dead hearts, Ya Allah. Allah, bring the love of the light of your love in our hearts, Ya Allah. Allah, help us love you, Ya Allah, like you deserve to be loved. Allah, bless us with your ishq, Ya Allah Kareem. Bless us with the ishq of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Bless us with the ishq of this deen, Ya Allah Kareem. Oh Allah, we haven't done qadr of this deen. Ya Allah, help us do shukr of this, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, make us people of taqwa. Make us people of wafa. Make us people of haya, Ya Allah. Make us people who are able to remember you, Ya Allah Kareem. Allah, make us people who are able to remember you at all times, Ya Allah Kareem. Oh Allah, Allah, we want to feel the harara, the warmth, the fire, Ya Allah, of iman in our hearts, Ya Allah. Our hearts have become too cold, Ya Allah. Allah, ignite this fire amongst us, Ya Allah Kareem. Oh Allah, make us into your true abd, Ya Allah, into true servants and slaves of yours, Ya Allah Kareem. Help us submit ourselves completely to you, Ya Allah Kareem. Oh Allah, Allah, help us control our nafus, help us control our hearts, help us control our aql. Allah, Allah, give us ikhlaq, a beautiful ikhlaq of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Allah, help us be givers, Ya Allah, make us generous people. Who are generous with their time, with their energy, Ya Allah. Who are generous with their wealth, who are generous with every ni'mah that you have given us, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, make us like that, Ya Allah Kareem. Oh Allah, Allah, help us be attached to the tradition of this deen, Ya Allah. Allah, help us appreciate the beautiful tradition of Ahl Sunnah wal Jama'ah, Ya Allah Kareem. Bless all of our teachers who have lived. Allah, who have preserved this tradition for us, Ya Allah Kareem. All the muhaddiseen, all the fuqaha, Ya Allah Kareem, all the ulama, all the mufassireen. Allah, Allah, bless each and every one of them, Ya Allah Kareem. Oh Allah, you have allowed us to become part of this tradition, to learn this tradition. Allah, we understand that we are not We are not studying the way that we should study. We're not giving the due respect and due time to this ilm, but Allah, you can put barakah in it, Ya Allah. Give us a sound understanding of this deen. Help us do amal on this deen. Bring ikhlas in our amal and bring ihsan in our wujud, Ya Allah Kareem. Oh Allah, bless our parents, bless our families, Ya Allah Kareem. Allah, Ya Allah, bless all these students who are present here, Ya Allah, who have worked so hard and bless their families, Ya Allah Kareem. Allah, when the right time comes, Ya Allah, bless all of these, Ya Allah, who are present here, Ya Allah, with righteous spouses, beautiful families, beautiful children who are obedient. Allah, give us beautiful families, Ya Allah. Bless them with happiness in this dunya, a happiness of heart, not the pleasures of the nafs, Ya Allah. Give us true happiness of the heart, Ya Allah Kareem. Oh Allah, give us a life of iman, Ya Allah. And when our time comes, give us a death of iman in kalima tayyiba, Ya Allah Kareem. Oh Allah, make us one ummah again, Ya Allah. Allah, we see so many differences, Allah. People just running after the dunya, Allah. Ya Allah, make us ummah centric in our approach. Allah, help us feel, Ya Allah Kareem, the issues that people, that the ummah of Rasulullah are going through. Allah, Ya Allah, help our brothers and sisters, Ya Allah, in Palestine. Help our brothers and sisters in Syria. Help our brothers and sisters in Sudan. Help our brothers and sisters in Yemen. Help our brothers and sisters in Kashmir. Ya Allah, in China and other places, Ya Allah Kareem. Every place the ummah is in trouble, Ya Allah Kareem. Truly, Ya Allah, we let go of this rope that you told us to hold on to, Ya Allah. Allah, we're sorry for that, Ya Allah Kareem. But Allah, help us see Islam, Ya Allah Kareem, flourish again, Ya Allah. Bring hidayat, Ya Allah, to people of zulm. And Allah, those people who, in whose qadr hidayat is not there, Allah, Ya Allah, take them away from us, Allah. Oh Allah, make it easy for each and every one of us, Ya Allah Kareem. Allah, accept all of our du'as with your rahmat, fazl and karam, Ya Allah. Allah, bless all the teachers of Zainab Center, Allah, who have worked so hard. Administration of Zainab Center, who worked day and night, Ya Allah Kareem. All of our these sisters, Ya Allah Kareem, who have made this their goal and purpose of their life to serve the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah, we never chose them. You chose them, Ya Allah Kareem. Ya Allah, this is your chosen people, Ya Allah. You have chosen them for this khidmah. Allah, we ask that you put barakah in their lives, in their rizq, in their time. Allah, in every decision that they make, Ya Allah, in their lives, put barakah in that, Ya Allah Kareem. Oh Allah, and help us, Ya Allah, be service of this ummah in whatever way we can, Ya Allah Kareem. Oh Allah, accept all of our du'as and the du'as that we forgot to make, Allah. Please, Allah, accept them on our behalf, Ya Allah. And Allah, please include others in our du'as as well, Ya Allah Kareem. Oh Allah, send salutations on our beloved Hazrat Muhammad and Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam from us, Ya Allah Kareem. And Allah, allow us to be under the shade of his alam and his flag on the day of judgment, Ya Allah. And give us some room under his feet, Ya Allah Kareem, in Jannat al-Firdaus, Ameen, Ya Rabbul Alameen. Allah, accept all of our du'as with your rahmat, fazl and karam alone. خداوندا مقصود من تویی و رضای تو میرا محبت و معرفت ذوق و شوق خود بده صلى الله تعالى على خير خلقه محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين آمين يا رب العالمين. جزاكم الله خير وأحسن جزاء في الدارين.